Looking to start a podcast of your own? This year, Podcast Movement, the world's largest podcaster conference, will be in Chicago. Learn more at podcastmovement.com and use code CPC to save $30 off registration.
It is the Chicagoverse podcast on the Dynasty Podcast Network, featuring interviews with Chicago's premier artists and industry and creatives and culture leaders. Hosted by Haima Black. Welcome to Chicago.
We're, you know, live streaming is so temperamental. I know you guys have done some of it with the Grammys, and sometimes it works well and sometimes it doesn't. And they have such good Wi-Fi here that, like, we've had 3 weeks of the stream going perfect, and it's like, what do we do? Like, things are working. We're not used to this.
Shout out to Mike Kolar.
Shout out to Mike Kolar.
He's definitely going to have the best technology and Wi-Fi.
Oh yeah, Mike Kolar
across the board.
He is like, he's like the Tony Stark of Chicago, man. He has all the best toys.
Has he been on here? Has he been on Dynasty?
Yeah, we've been doing stuff with closed sessions and with Soundscape and Mike and Alex for a long time.
You're very lucky if you get to meet Mike Kolar.
Yeah, man.
But anyways.
Yeah, so.
Anyways.
Right on. I'm going to keep all that in the audio piece. I love that as kind of the introduction here. So if you're just tuning in or if you're just finding this podcast, Haima Black with Dynasty Podcasts, and I'm joined tonight for the last part of our live broadcast tonight, the third guest, Scott Englert from Grammy U Chicago. How are you doing, man?
I'm doing great, man. Thank you so much for having me. It's a little bit of a rainy Sunday, but nonetheless, great inside here.
It's dry and warm in here. I told you outside, you and I kind of decided to do a salt and pepper shaker thing here.
Yeah, we did. We kind of coordinated this, but not
called each
totally,
other at 9 a.m. this morning.
I think it's going to look good on the feed.
It is, man. Right on. So some background about you and I, man. You, well, you know, you're somebody who I've seen around Chicago for a while, and I've seen around campus because I teach at Columbia, but you were
definitely
gracious.
We see each other all the time.
Yeah.
We see each other everywhere.
Call each other about coordinating clothes. But dude, you were somebody who you were so gracious to do something recently for me. You came to visit my classes at Columbia to talk about what Grammy U,
of course,
offers to students.
Yeah.
And what's amazing about that is not just that you came through, but you came through four different times. You had a full presentation, like slides, and you really, like, you were selfless about it. I was like, dude, could you come speak to my classes? You came to all four of them and told students about what advantages they have in Grammy U. So formally, on the record, man, thank you so much for doing that.
Oh, of course. Thank you for having me. I mean, I'm a huge proponent of Grammy U.
Sure.
So, I mean, anytime I get the chance to connect with some students and share the opportunity, I think, you know, not enough kids, unfortunately, know about the program. And that's part of my job is to, you know, inform the community and kind of build up our student membership so that everybody can take advantage of these amazing opportunities through the Recording Academy.
Yeah, Grammy U is super, super cool, and I want to talk about that, but let's delve into you, because you and I have never formally, with the mics on, you've never been on the podcast like this, and it's something that I wanted to fix that oversight. So
of course.
I'm glad we got to do this tonight. Let's find out more about you as a person before we dig into the Grammy work.
Let's do it.
When did music start for you? When did you start pursuing a music industry career? Kind of what are the origins of that?
So music has kind of been all throughout my life. I dabbled in playing instruments, and it kind of has always been around, like, in the family and stuff like that. And then, you know, kind of like a lot of kids that are, you know, young millennials, me and some of my buddies, I'm sure they're probably watching the podcast right now, but me and
shout
some
out.
Of my buddies, shout out to you guys, but me and some of my buddies, you know, we found GarageBand. Apple has opened up the music industry in so many ways, and I think a huge part of that was, like, having GarageBand on your computer. A bunch of my friends started making music and projects and kind of, like, catching steam. And then, you know, some of my friends ended up in Chicago working with producers here. And then that's kind of when I realized, like, I really enjoy this environment of being creative, coming up with new ways to implement, like, marketing techniques. And of course, I love music. So in high school, it really is when I started listening to tons of music, finding it, and then ultimately, I kind of decided with some friends that the music industry was something I wanted to pursue, and Chicago has always been a big city that I'm familiar with, so when I was looking at schools, it was kind of like the obvious choice. I wanted a big city experience. I didn't necessarily want to go to New York. LA was just a little bit too far at the time.
Right.
And so Chicago was just, it's been great. It's honestly been like a playground for me. So I love
the Chicago love that I'm hearing tonight from Bernie, from Feline, from you. That's awesome. Because sometimes you get artists who are like, yeah, I'm in Chicago right now. And then, obviously I'm going to go to New York. Yeah. And it's like, it's really cool to hear everyone be like, fuck yeah, Chicago.
I mean, the thing about Chicago is like New York, great time, LA, great time, you know, like they all have their purposes, but you know, they're such big ponds that it gets a little troubling, and difficult to, you know, kind of collaborate and work with people. But Chicago is, you know, is very approachable. Everybody is very approachable. You can get in touch with people, you can work with people, and it kind of allows for a great community in the sense that, you know, if you go out to LA, you know, you may or may not be able to get some of the meetings or appointments or just the situation.
It's all spaced out.
It might be a little bit different. It's all spaced out. It's difficult to get to. But Chicago, it's just, it's so maneuverable. And I mean that, you know, logistically within the city and working with professionals, because people, you know, people kind of want to build together. And there's this community sense that, you know, we're kind of like this underdog to New York and LA. So everybody wants to kind of like get on to that level. And so we kind of just do it all here as opposed to just sourcing everything out. So
no, I think it's amazing. And you're dead on with it, man. It's the Chicago scene over recent years. People have been more and more and more collaborative. I think the save money model is definitely a part of that. But I think people just really saw that, you know, it's not a fluke. Smashing Pumpkins, Kanye West, Wilco, Chance the Rapper, Industrial House. Like, I think people started to be like, okay, this has happened a bunch of times. Like, we can do things, and if we work together, you know, blah, 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 everybody raises each other up. It sounds corny, but it's true.
It is, you know, and I mean, it's not every single relationship or anything in Chicago. So, like, you know, the music industry is still the music industry.
Right.
And it still has music industry vibes here in Chicago. But I just think, you know, being a smaller community, we all know each other. So it's all super accountable. I mean, I'm sure everybody who's been on this show, we all kind of cross somehow. And so it just...
Dude, it's funny you bring that up, and I don't want to make this about me in the podcast, so I'm gonna be quick with this, but I get, you know, publicists, label people all the time, and they're like, hey, you know, I've got a band in from Sweden, I got a band in from Omaha, like, do you want to have them on? I'm like, hey, that's cool, respectfully, like, we really focus on Chicago. And I like that because, like, we were talking about Rapper Chicks when Bernie Love brought them up, and then Jake Krez a couple weeks ago brought them up, and I like that people listening are able to be like, oh, I know that guy. Oh, cool, I just did a studio session with that guy, and like... That's what I loved about reading comics as a kid, when Superman's like, I wonder what Batman's up to. And it's like, oh, cool, like, they're going to cross over here. But I like that Chicago is, it's almost like a comic crossover. Everybody knows each other. Everybody, you're right, like, they are accountable to each other. And it's a great community in that sense because you can collaborate and you can get to know everyone here.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I think, I mean, the building that we're in right now is like one of the places that I did a project when I was a sophomore. I worked with Columbia's student record label. And then from there, you know, I started utilizing Soundscape Studios. Mm-hmm. Then I obviously became close with Alex Fruchter of Close Sessions. Mm-hmm. And then I spent a lot of, you know, hot summer days sitting in the office we're in right now as an intern for Close Sessions. And then, you know, here I am a year later and you guys are doing podcast here. They're still obviously doing their thing.
They're killing it, yeah.
But it just kind of like all,
Soundscape.
Yeah, it just kind of all overlaps, and it's like really easy to interact with a lot of people from the industry.
Well, I tell my students that all the time. I'm like, look, I'm like, if you want to go to LA or New York, by all means, like, that's totally your move. I'm not going to be like, they're terrible cities. They're amazing cities.
Amazing.
LA and New York are a blast. But if you build in Chicago, you really can get to know everybody.
Yeah.
Especially the longer you do it.
Yeah, and that's really the thing about Grammy U. I definitely, you know, I think we brought it up a lot for those of you guys listening. What Grammy U is, it's ultimately a student membership of the Recording Academy. So a lot of people think of the Recording Academy and the Grammys as one night on television. And in reality,
the
rest of the year, it's like we're just eating bonbons or something like that. But the reality is that the Recording Academy is actually 12 chapters within the United States. So our headquarters is out in Santa Monica in LA, but additionally in 12 different cities in the United States. These are major music markets like your New York, your Nashville, Atlanta, Chicago, Texas, and several other places where there is actually a chapter staff that works with a board, and the board is kind of elected from really promising professionals within the industry, and they serve the music community itself. And then kind of within that, there are memberships of the Recording Academy. So I'm not sure people are as aware of this, but the only people who actually vote on the Grammys every year is our voting members, which are only professionals. And then there's actually associate members, and those are people who work in the music industry, kind of like yourself. You mm-hmm. work in the music industry.
But I'm not a musician.
Nah, you're not a musician thing. And you don't necessarily create the musical content right. within the industry. And then there's actually student memberships, and that's through Grammy U. And so with Grammy U, we have the opportunity to go to all these chapter events, networking things, and then we actually have some of our own Grammy U programming that we do. Specifically, we've done one together.
Yeah.
With Closed Sessions. That was before I worked with them. We actually did an event with Closed Sessions, and we've done them with other labels here in Chicago, mm-hmm. Really big producers and artists. So, I mean, it's just kind of like a way for students to start getting involved with the Recording Academy and ultimately their local industry. And it's just the content and the access to professionals really just kind of blows
it's
my mind. It
Dude,
blows my mind.
Here's the secret, though. 1,000% this is true. Grammy U gets the best perks. If it was a high school, you would think the seniors get the best
right.
parking spots. They get
right.
to leave early. Like, you know, they're 18. They can buy cigarettes. Mm-hmm. It's like a reverse high school where the freshmen
yeah.
rule the place.
Yeah, the
and
student
the seniors
members.
Are like, what? You get to do all that?
Yeah.
But
no.
it's incredible.
No. It really is. I mean, we are dealing with Grammy-nominated and winning artists all the time.
Timberlake.
Yeah, Justin Timberlake. We'll meet with big artists that come through town. We just did an event at the Apple Store with the interns who, you know, they did Birthday Cake with Rihanna,
sure.
Dance Ass with Big Sean. They just did Anaconda with Nicki Minaj. And in the Apple Store on Michigan Avenue, they were pulling up sessions that they had done in Hawaii with Kanye for the producer camp for John Legend. And so they're talking about just being in Hawaii, coming up with these, you know, beats and compositions and telling us about, you know, the only reason this little drum pattern's in here is because, you know, Boy Wanda gave me some drums before I got on the plane to go to Hawaii to meet up with Kanye West. And here they are just pulling up sessions and playing the songs and explaining to us. And for those of you guys who don't know who the interns are, they actually, one of them graduated from Columbia. They're from mm-hmm. Chicago. Production duo. Went from Chicago to LA. And now, you know, I mean, 5-time Grammy nominated. I think they just got nominated again. And
again, it's worth noting that this is the college program.
Yeah.
So if you are a college student in Chicago, it's what's the membership fee?
It's $50.
It's $50 to join like this amazing music clubhouse and get to, again, get unprecedented access that even like older senior members of the Grammy organizations do not get. So
yeah.
if you're a college student, and you've told this to my students and I've told this to my students, if you're a college student doing music, like, there is no reason to not do this.
Yeah, completely. It's just the best opportunity. It's $50 for a membership that lasts until you graduate, plus an additional 2 years. So up to 6 years
That's
for a
crazy.
Membership where, you know, in the past 2 years that I've been associated with the program, not to mention working for it, we've done events with, you know, Sam Smith, Disclosure, the interns. I mean,
just some little indie
Jason
bands.
Mraz.
Yeah,
you know these huge names, and they're excited to get involved with the students because I think you know one thing that I tell people all the time, whether it's like in a class visit or just like networking, is so many like brands, outlets, bands, musicians, companies. They all want to talk to college students.
I tell that to my students, and I'm like, you don't understand that being
yeah.
young is not a disadvantage.
No, completely.
You do not have to wait till you graduate. Like, you guys have so much on, you know, they have so much to their advantage, and they don't always realize
yeah.
that. And that's something that
mm-hmm.
obviously you recognize. I try to tell them because you're right. There are brands, there are marketers, there are artists that definitely want to connect with that college audience.
We're like one of the key demographics for not only like budding brands, established brands, but so many things that have to do with culture that all you really have to do is kind of like sign up to be a vessel, whether that's, you know, being an ambassador for one of the labels or, you know, for example, I'm the representative for Grammy U. There's so many. Somebody contacted me the other day. They're the representative for Vans. Somebody's a representative for Nike. I mean, there's so many different ways to get involved. If you're in college and you don't link up with, you know, a bigger company that's trying to get a hold of the people that you're around every day, then you're kind of missing out because it's...
Yeah. You go do their Instagram. You go do their Snapchat. You go do their Periscope for these older brands that don't know how to do this. I mean, dude... I'm going to drop some names real quick. Prove Crevachet, right? Audrey Sutherland, Ingrid Legends, Mary Stavropoulos. Those are four Columbia students who, over the course of the last year, some longer, some shorter, have helped transform Dynasty Podcasts, like really taking us to the next level. And they're all college students who approached me or I approached them. And, you know, the question was like, do you want to be a part of this? And again, like, these are college students who have been invaluable to me. And I 1,000% have benefited from that.
Yeah.
So to me, again, like, you're right. Like, if you're a college student, there's really, it might not be obvious, but there's kind of unlimited potential opportunities for that.
It really, really is unlimited. And, you know, now as I'm kind of getting to the end of my college career, I'm kind of like looking forward to, you know, there's this kind of next level of a similar thing where, like, you know, if you're not just wanting to be the vessel, now you want to actually be a part of the company and, like, really figure out how you want to invest your time and, you know, work with some of these brands and companies. And it's just, it's kind of unbelievable what you can do. Like, I really am very grateful for the Recording Academy and them basically saying, you know, when I took the Grammy U role, they were like, the program is yours to do as you see fit. We're obviously going to oversee and look into things, but ultimately, you know, come up with things. And I'll just throw things out and it sticks. I mean, I talk about the interns event. My boss was like, Scott, that was a great program. I kind of wish we had done that as a regular Academy event because there was just such a great turnout that it would have been so fun for even some of the older, you know, producers, sure, and professionals to, you know, come out and be a part of it. And some of them did anyways, just because it was at the Apple store. So they were able to do that. But nonetheless,
dude, I mean, you're talking about, like, you know, looking at what comes next, and I'm pulling up here on Facebook, there was a gentleman named Ramon Alvarez Smickle, and I hope I'm not mispronouncing any part of his name, but Ramon, incredible guy, and he had the position before you.
Really saw a guy.
And after he graduated from Columbia and from the Grammy position, he is now working with with Shazam,
yeah,
out in Los Angeles. And Shazam, huge, huge company doing amazing work. They're doing premieres now. They're doing all sorts of cool stuff. And so it really speaks to the level of, you know, there's so much opportunity after this for you to go and do something. And so as you are kind of coming up, when do you graduate?
I graduate. This is not 100% official, but
sure,
at the latest, December next year.
Okay. I'm
hoping to have it finished up this summer. So, but you guys know how that is.
Yeah, but you're within.
Yeah.
You
no,
can
I
see it.
I see the light. So
yeah. So, you know, now that you're coming up, the end is in sight, you know, for your college career, which sounds negative. I didn't mean for that to sound negative, but
no,
it's very exciting.
No, very.
What's on deck? What are you looking to do, you know, with the next kind of chapter of your journey?
Yeah, definitely. So I'm definitely, you know, considering label positions. Kind of checking it out. I mean, what I do outside of being the Grammy representative is a lot of creative marketing and coming up with kind of like unique campaigns for artists to add value to their brand and engage with fans kind of in ways they haven't done before. So I believe the other week you guys had Sir the Baptist.
We did here last week, which was amazing.
Sir, he's a good buddy of mine.
Yeah, that's
I
right.
met him
you,
in a long
you collaborated
time
with
a
him.
While a while ago, and so him and I have kind of come up with some unique ways to like get him out into the public and, you know, do these marketing campaigns where it's kind of disrupting things a little bit. You know, we aren't just trying to do posters or stuff like that. While it's all essential to the visual branding, we want to add, you know, interactions that are really kind of unique and make people talk for reasons that aren't necessarily the same. Like, you know, did you see he got posted on a blog or did you see his poster he put
right
up?
He's,
like it's,
he's playing a bigger,
yeah,
not game, that's the wrong word, but he is... He's operating on a bigger scale. He's working towards something larger, absolutely.
So moving forward, you know, I definitely want to continue to do that. You know, it's still very early on, but I really have an interest in working with Red Bull, actually. Just because,
Red Bull's killing it, man.
Yeah, completely. They
putting
they
people
do
in
so
space.
Much. And see, that's the thing with me. Like, I love big ideas. Like, I want to execute so many different things, even though I know I got to kind of, you know, go one thing at a time. With Red Bull, they're just kind of in so many different spaces, literally.
Including space.
that there's just, I kind of see it as a company that's, you know, a giant playground of different opportunities of stuff. So I'm, you know, I am pursuing that, but I also am just pursuing other kind of creative agencies and marketing. And I am looking at some of the label roles. So we'll see, man.
You've got a lot of potential opportunities ahead of you, no doubt. Scott Englert from Grammy U, where can people follow you? Where can they see the work that you're doing? And just get more involved. And if you're a Columbia student, can any college reach out to you?
Any college.
Any college in Chicago. So how could any college student get a hold of you, or for anybody who wants to check out what you're doing?
Yeah, definitely. So if you're looking to get involved with Grammy U, definitely just go to GrammyU.com. That'll take you to our webpage, where if you're a college student interested in the program, you can sign up for a student membership. Super simple. If you want to just see some of the stuff that I'm doing along with things that I do within the program, you can check me out on Instagram and Twitter at Studio Couch Lord. Spelled exactly as it is. So again, that's Studio Couch Lord. And that just kind of came from me. You know, I found, starting as a sophomore when I started doing like projects with labels and stuff, I just found myself sitting on a ton of black leather couches working with artists, you know, as they kind of record. And I just come up with like unique marketing ideas and campaigns to interact with this music. So if you guys want to connect with me, Studio Couch Lord on Instagram and Twitter, and obviously just Scott Englert on Facebook. And anything for Grammy U is just at Grammy U. So definitely check out some of our programming, our exclusive content, and I would love to connect with anybody else out there, you know?
I love it, man. Scott Englert from Grammy U, and dude, I would love to connect again in the new year. Have you on the podcast again.
Please,
do a collaboration.
Thank you so much.
Dude, you've been really great this whole season about, like, again, visiting all four of my classes and then coming up and doing this. And it was because, A, I would have wanted to have you on anyway, but B, after seeing you really present in my classes, I thought, I need to get you on this kind of recorded thing where people can, where everyone can check it out, not just a classroom.
No, I mean, it's an honor, honestly, to join the Dynasty Podcast alumni. I mean, some of the people that have been on this podcast are just phenomenal. I mean, I've gone through your all's archives and just been like, whoa. So, I mean, to be asked is a huge deal, and it's, you know, Dynasty Podcast is it's not just some podcast in Chicago. Like, you've really identified this community, and the fact that you are really putting a lot of people on that are behind the scenes that don't ever get put on, and I think just, you know, a huge thing. So thank you for all of your work.
That's so nice of you.
You know, it's a huge thing that you do for Chicago and the music community around here. And, you know, as always, I know I'll see you around very soon.
I'll see you all over the place. Yeah. Thank you so much. We'll do more in 2016. Scott Englert. Thank you, man.
Thank you.
Sweet. Haima Black with Dynasty Podcast. Thank you so much for watching this. Check out our new website, dynastypodcast.com. By the time you're hearing this on SoundCloud, the new website will be up. If you're watching this live, we're days away. Marcus Carter, who I did not identify earlier as a Columbia student, I apologize sincerely because he is a Columbia student. He made our new website, and he's doing incredible things as well. So check out the new website. We'll have new episodes up on SoundCloud with new logos via Danielle Sage. We have Prove behind the board, and a whole team working so hard to make all this happen. So thank you to everybody involved. Thank you, everyone, for watching and listening.
You've been listening to a production of Dynasty Podcast. Find more Dynasty Podcasts at dynastypodcast.com. For the Dynamic Dynasty, Dynasty Descend.